Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Dennis Shore, Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, Shifra Bat Sara, and Malka Bat Simcha, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Rab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss. One is going to be relatively brief. That's just a review of where we stand in terms of the Israeli elections in Israel. There's not going to be that much news to report. Next week we should have more news. And the second subject is going to be that Donald Trump is now fighting with black congressmen and calling a black district in Baltimore a rat-infested mess. And we're going to discuss which side should the Jews be on in that battle. When there's a fight between black Democrat leaders and congressmen versus Donald Trump, whom should the Jews be supporting? Whom are they supporting and whom should they be supporting? But first, let's start off with the situation in Israel. We have an election for the Knesset, for the Israeli parliament, coming up on September 17th, less than 2 months from today. And this Thursday, August 1st, is the absolute deadline for submitting Knesset lists. Why is that significant? Because all of the different parties are trying to get, the smaller parties are trying to get together and run together so that they could pass the minimum threshold, the minimum threshold being 3.25% of the vote, 3.25% of the vote. And so in order to get that, which in the last election came to about 150,000 votes, or 140,000 votes to be more accurate, in order to reach that threshold, the parties, the smaller parties, are trying to patch together coalitions so they can run together and make sure they pass the threshold. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see which party runs with which other party, and we're going to determine our strategy at that point based on what happens in terms of the coalitions that are built, and we're going to report to you on what's going on, of course, during the course of the campaign, Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. But that's something we're going to know about next week, because in Israeli politics, they leave things to the last minute. So we may not know for sure until the absolute last minute, the absolute deadline, which is on Thursday evening, August 1st, which is this Thursday evening. We have a situation here in the United States where Donald Trump has been fighting with all types of anti-Semitic Democrats lately. Now, first of all, I want to clarify for the millionth time that we do not like Donald Trump. We don't like what he stands for. We don't like his policies. We don't like him personally. He's an immoral, disgusting individual. So there's nothing about him that we like. And you know that we were supporters of Ted Cruz. We oppose him from the right, which is where people should be opposing him from. Of course, anyone who opposes him from the left is disgusting, is evil. And that's all of the Democrats. But we opposed him from the right and criticized his policies from the right. I'm not going to run through all of those policies, because those of you who have watched our shows for years now know what we object to in terms of Trump administration policies. But you also know from the past few months that we have been saying that the Democrats are so anti-Semitic and have moved so far to the left that they clearly are worse than Donald Trump. So he's a lesser of the evils. Don't forget, a lesser of the evils is still evil. But he is a lesser of the evils, and because Israel is our priority, and the issue that we make our determination on is based upon what's good for Israel, what's good for Israel, what's good for the Jewish people, and based upon that, we believe at this point that the Democrats are worse than Trump, considerably worse than Trump, and therefore we have no choice but to support Trump as a lesser of the evils. And we see an example of this in the latest conflict that has come up with Donald Trump, there's a conflict with somebody every day. Many of the conflicts that he starts are unnecessary, but this is a conflict where he's actually correct. Just as last week, we mentioned how he's fighting against the anti-Semitic and anti-Israel squad, which are four Jew-hating congresswomen who want to destroy Israel, who literally want genocide against the Jews of Israel. And Donald Trump has condemned their anti-Semitism and condemned them for being anti-Israel, and the self-hating Jewish establishment leaders in the Anti-Defamation League and all the other AIPAC and all the other Jewish leaders, they're going to side with the anti-Semites, of course. These sell-out Jewish traitor leaders, they side with all of our enemies. What a miracle that the Jewish people survived thousands of years with such sick leaders and such a sick people. The Jewish people are a sick people because the Jewish people allow these creatures to be their leaders, these traitors to be their leaders. No other people would tolerate this. Not this level of treason. But Donald Trump is correct in condemning the anti-Semitism and the Destroy Israel policies and proclamations of the squad and of the other Jew haters in the Democrat Party. And that's what Jewish leaders should be doing. They should be condemning these vicious Jew haters in the Democrat Party. Instead, they're defending the Jew haters and saying Donald Trump is a racist because he condemns these vicious anti-Semites. Now, once again, they're calling Donald Trump a racist. Why? Because he's gotten into a conflict with Congressman Elijah Cummings of Baltimore. Elijah Cummings is one of the many black congressmen, the dozens of black congressmen, who regularly accuse Donald Trump of everything under the sun, including being a racist, when every one of them, every member of the Congressional Black Caucus, is a Jew-hating racist. And they hate white people. They have what they call a sacred covenant with Louis Farrakhan. They support Louis Farrakhan. They attend his rallies. They support him. They refuse to condemn him. And Louis Farrakhan has said that all white people should be exterminated. That the entire white race is a race of devils that was created by the evil Jewish scientist Yaqub. The evil Jewish scientist Yaqub created the devil race in a test tube. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who is on a spaceship circling around the earth, is going to suck up the whole white race and destroy the whole white race as soon as Allah give him the signal. Allah's going to give Elijah Muhammad, the founder of the black Muslims, a signal. And then he's going to suck up all the white race into a spaceship that black scientists have created. Black scientists have created a spaceship. And black scientists created the white race. It was an evil Jewish scientist named Yaqub. He created the white race. And this is the type of Hitlerian crap that the Congressional Black Caucus and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton all support. And so does Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is a Farrakhan supporter, went to Farrakhan's Million Man March, and is a Farrakhan supporter. When we said in the 2008 and 2012 presidential campaigns that Obama supports Farrakhan, everybody said, oh, that's not true. What are you talking about? This hidden picture of Obama with Farrakhan, this was hidden until after the two elections so that voters wouldn't see what Obama's really all about. But JTF warned you that this was true, and it's so obvious that it's true. 97% of black voters in America voted for this. Voted for Obama, the Obama-Farrakhan presidency. Obama did everything he could as president to destroy Israel. He pressured Israel to commit national suicide, to go back to the suicidal pre-1967 borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide. He entered into an agreement with Iran that enables Iran to build nuclear bombs and actually assists Iran in building a nuclear bomb factory and actually generates a nuclear arms race among Muslim states that surround Israel so that Israel will be surrounded, God forbid, by many Muslim states that will all be armed with nuclear weapons. the danger is so overwhelming from this insanity that words could not describe what an overwhelming threat of nuclear holocaust this poses for Israel and for America, because these Muslim countries also support all the Muslim terrorist organizations and support Muslim terrorist attacks on the United States and are committed to the destruction of the United States, just as Iran is, and the Saudis are complete phonies. They have always been committed to the destruction of Israel and the United States. Temporarily, they've put that aside now because they're threatened by Iran. But they have supported, they were the ones who funded the attack on 9/11 at the Twin Towers and the murder of 3,000 Americans on 9/11. So, we have a situation here where Obama's policies were aimed at destroying Israel, at supporting the Muslim world, because Obama's a Muslim, Barack Hussein Obama. Hussein is a name only given to Muslims, only a Muslim name. Only a Muslim would have a name like that. And both of his fathers were Muslim, his biological father and his adopted father. And I could go through many other proofs. I mean, he identified himself as a Muslim when he was in school. He always checked off Muslim. There's no question that he's a Muslim. And 97% of black America, 97% of the black voters voted for him. And this is what Congressman Elijah Cummings supports. And Donald Trump, he's condemning Donald Trump, and Donald Trump decided to hit back, decided to do something politically incorrect, as Trump often does, and decided to hit back and condemn him. And Trump is, on this issue, Trump is 100% correct. 100% correct, and is being too nice, actually, to these vicious, racist anti-Semites in the Congressional Black Caucus and with Elijah Cummings. Much too nice. He's being much too nice. Trump said that Congressman Cummings, before he condemns the Trump presidency, he should clean up his district, because he said that his district is disgusting, and he said it's a rat-infested mess. Now, anyone who's familiar with that district in Baltimore knows it's one of the most dangerous, violent, crime-infested, rat-infested districts in America. It is a rat-infested mess. And because Trump said this, he's being accused falsely of being a racist. It's not racist to point that out. There's nothing racist about pointing out the fact that this congressman and all the other black congressmen are not doing their jobs and are diverting the attention of their people to Trump and to other phony issues instead of dealing with the issues that are destroying their communities. Now, we showed you last week how the Anti-Defamation League and the other Jewish leaders, who are all left-wing assimilationist, self-hating traitors, Judenrat Kapo traitors, all of these Jewish leaders are condemning Trump and calling him a racist and siding with the Jew haters, saying that he's smearing these anti-Semites. They defend the anti-Semites. In other words, if someone's an anti-Semite, wants to destroy Israel, meets with Farrakhan, supports Farrakhan, wants to destroy Israel, these Jewish leaders say that it's a smear to say that they're racist or they're anti-Semitic. Excuse me. These Jewish leaders claim that Trump is smearing them when he says that they're anti-Semitic. When will we finally have real Jewish leaders? JTF is an organization that JTF is the organization that should be representing the Jews. If JTF were representing the Jews, oh, what a world this would be. Oh, what a different world this would be. Oh, what a better situation we would be in. Now, if a Democrat, God forbid, wins the presidency next year, you're going to have the presidential election next year, and let's say, God forbid, a Democrat wins. The polls show the Democrats are winning right now. And if you say, well, the polls also show that the Democrats were going to beat Trump, yeah, but the polls show a wider margin even now for the Democrats now than in 2016. Also, just because the polls were wrong in some cases in 2016, and they weren't completely wrong, because Hillary Clinton did beat Trump in the popular vote. So they weren't completely wrong. Just because some of the polls were slightly off in 2016 does not mean that they're wrong now. There is a very, very real chance that we could have a Democrat in the White House next year. In the next year's presidential election, we could have a Democrat win the next November's election, November 2020 election. And for Israel, that would be very, very dangerous, because that would mean reinstatement of the Iran agreement, where Iran would once again get hundreds of billions of dollars to enable them to continue building their nuclear bombs. And it would also lead to, of course, to a nuclear arms race among the other Muslim countries, even worse than what we have now. And so the threat to Israel and the threat to America of nuclear war would be absolutely overwhelming. Plus, you'd have, once again, the obsessive pressure that every Democrat president has applied to Israel. Every time a Democrat president has entered the White House, you've seen them obsessively pressure Israel to commit suicide. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, all of them. And so there's no question. They're already openly announcing. They used to hide it in the election because the Jewish voters used to claim that they're pro-Israel. Of course, most of them were phony. But the Jewish voters, they're a bunch of phony liberals. But the Jewish voters used to pretend that they're pro-Israel. And by the way, American Jews are liberals. Israeli Jews are not. Israeli Jews are right wing. American Jews are liberals. And so, but still, American Jews claimed to be pro-Israel and claimed to be concerned about Israel as an issue. And so, Democrat politicians like Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton always pretended to be pro-Israel when they were running for president. It was viewed as an important issue to get Jewish votes. Now it's not even an issue. Now the Democrats running are openly anti-Israel, openly condemning Israel, and openly saying things that would lead to Israel's destruction. Openly. Bragging about it. Competing with each other, who can condemn Israel more? That's what we've come to in this country because of the self-hating, assimilated American Jewish community. All the self-hating Jewish anti-Semites in the American Jewish community now have become enemies of their own people. People say, well, you need American Jews in order to back up Israel. You've got to be kidding me. The vast majority of American Jews are enemies of Israel, are the worst thing you could have for Israel. They fund every bad cause in Israel. They pressure every Israeli government to do only bad things. If you had an Israeli government that would finally want to do something good, American Jews would be the first ones to condemn. And it is American Jews who pressure politicians to be anti-Israel. Jews went up to Elizabeth Warren and begged her to turn against Israel. Jews did that, and she, of course, happily agreed because she was an anti-Semite to begin with. And she was relieved to see that, you know, these crazy Jews are willing to support her when she works to destroy their own people. And so we have a terrible, terrible situation here. Somebody's got to speak up. At least we're going to be a voice, a Jewish voice, that should be heard in the election for a change, a Jewish pro-Israel voice. Because again, years ago, I'm going to be 63 years old. So I remember a time when American Jews, most American Jews, claimed to be concerned about Israel, claimed to love Israel, claimed to consider Israel when they vote in presidential elections. That's what they claimed. They didn't actually vote that way, most of them, but they claimed that. Now, there's no pretense even. There's no pretense. Now, of course, even in the 1940s, during the Holocaust, American Jews overwhelmingly supported Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro Shem Reshaim Yirkav, may the name and memory of the wicked be obliterated, of this beast be obliterated. Roosevelt, who murdered over 6 million Jews, because of his policies, over 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust. And American Jews enthusiastically supported this mass murderer of millions of their brothers and sisters in Europe. So most American Jews have always been traitors. Right? They're traitors. I mean, anybody who will support somebody who enables the murder of millions of your brothers and sisters in the worst crime in human history, the Holocaust, if that's not a traitor, I don't know what other definition you could possibly have for a traitor. That is, to call them scum is an insult to scum. And then after the Holocaust, some of them felt guilty, and so they claimed to support Israel, and they claimed to be pro-Israel, some of them. But, you know, you did have, and you had a sizable minority of American Jews who did consider the issue of Israel when supporting candidates for president. You did have a sizable minority of American Jews who were concerned about Israel over the years. That doesn't exist anymore. Now the number of Jews that are concerned about Israel is pretty much limited to the Orthodox Jewish community. Outside the Orthodox community, very, very few American Jews care about Israel. I would say at the most 10% of American Jews really, really, really consider the issue of Israel when they vote. Maybe 10%. Maybe less. That's how bad it is. And if you had a truly pro-Israel candidate that was really, really strongly supporting Israel, like Ted Cruz, most American Jews would be against him, even more against him, because he's pro-Israel. That's the situation we're in. That's how bad it is. So, is JTF necessary to speak out and to tell the truth when no one else will? Of course we are. Does anybody else say what I'm saying right now to you on this program? No one, no one, no one is saying this. No one. Somebody has to say it. God wants someone to tell the truth. God always wants there to be a voice of truth in every generation. Even if the vast majority will not listen to that voice of truth, God wants there to always be a voice of truth. And among American Jews, the vast majority of American Jews will not listen to JTF's message. Israel's a different story. In Israel, a lot of things that we advocate are actually popular among Israeli Jews. But in the United States, the self-hating American Jews who are ashamed to be Jewish, who want to assimilate, who are intermarried, who don't want to be Jewish at all, and who hate anything Jewish, who want to bury everything Jewish, for them, JTF's message is like poison. But we have an obligation to bring that message to the Jews and to the Gentiles, because America will be cursed and America will be destroyed if America goes against Israel. And the Democrats are anti-Israel. Trump is not pro-Israel, not at all. His so-called peace plans and his plan to build a corridor between Judea, Samaria, and Gaza is a very dangerous plan for Israel. His plan to give $50 billion to the Arabs, who call themselves Palestinians, and he keeps talking about Palestinians. There are no Palestinians. There's no such thing as a Palestinian people or Palestine. That's a historical lie. And the whole land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people. That's what it says in the Bible, the book that Donald Trump never read. Donald Trump never read the Bible for one simple reason, because he's not in it. Donald Trump only cares about and thinks about Donald Trump. But thank God he's so stupid and ignorant that he doesn't know the details of the Middle East, and he would not get intricately involved in Mideast negotiations. You need to have a president and a secretary of state that are intricately involved in pressuring the parties and in pushing. That's what Jimmy Carter did when he got Israel to give up the Sinai. That's what Bill Clinton did in the Oslo agreements. Now, Oslo was created by the Israeli government, and the Sinai retreat was also because of Menachem Begin, but American presidents played a role in pushing it forward and facilitating it. And that's something we don't want. We don't want to make things worse. We have it. The Israeli government is a government of traitors, but we don't want to make things even worse by having an American president who's pushing the traitors to commit even more and more treason. And Bill Clinton, in the last 2 years of his presidency, spent maybe one-third of all the time he was in the White House, maybe one-third of his whole last 2 years, just trying to pursue a suicide deal between Israel and the PLO Nazi mass murderer Yasser Arafat, which would have been absolute insanity, which could have led to a Holocaust for the Jewish people, God forbid. Thank God Arafat rejected the plan. But there's always a danger that when you have a president like Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter or Barack Hussein Obama, Barack Hussein Obama tried to push an agreement like this as well. If not for the Arabs rejecting it, thank God, we would have had an unbelievable, unspeakable catastrophe for Israel. But there's always a danger that eventually the Arabs are going to say yes. They did say yes in Oslo. They did say yes with the Sinai retreat. There are times when they do say yes. And if that ever happens with an overall general suicide plan to get Israel to give up Judea and Samaria and create a so-called Palestine state, if that happens, if they say yes to an American president, and there's a plan like that with that coward Netanyahu as prime minister, we are cooked. Netanyahu will never resist full-scale American pressure. Never. Never. He is a complete coward, and every Israeli leader and all the Israeli prime ministers will give in to what an American president demands. So there is a real danger here. And that's why what JTF is doing in Israel is so important. We're trying to reach the people of Israel. As you know, our videos have gotten hundreds of thousands of views. We got over 1 million views, in fact, just in the political campaign, where we educate Israeli voters about the issues and bring truth to them that no one else will bring to them. And that's something that's an essential role that JTF plays in Israel as well. But next year, we've got to be a voice of truth in the United States. And we've got to speak up against the Democrat anti-Semites. Because there are times in history when a whole political party becomes just an anti-Semitic party. The Communist Party, the Nazi Party. You have parties that their entire focus as far as Jews is concerned is pure, raw anti-Semitism of the worst type. And that is the whole Democrat Party. The whole Democrat Party now is a party of anti-Semitism. Just a party that works to destroy Israel and a party that works to bring about Israeli national suicide. That's the whole Democrat Party, a party that supports the Obama-Farrakhan administration, that supported the Obama-Farrakhan administration, and that wants to put people like Joe Biden, who was the vice president in the Obama-Farrakhan administration, or Elizabeth Warren, the anti-Semite, who has been condemning Israel left and right, or Bernie Sanders, who says that we should, who calls Israel a racist state. Imagine this filthy, stinking, self-hating, Judenrat, capo, communist piece of subhuman, cowardly filth. This piece of cowardly, subhuman filth. Who, this filthy, wimpy, low-life dog who ran away from Flatbush when it was Jewish and was becoming black. When blacks started moving to Flatbush, he ran away to Lily White, Vermont. Like all the Jewish liberals and Jewish communists. They're such big communists and they want to integrate Alabama and integrate Mississippi and they were the Freedom Riders and they want to... But when they move into a Jewish neighborhood in the north, they move out when blacks start moving into the neighborhood. That's Bernie Sanders. And that filthy swine is an example of what the Jews in the Democrat Party are all about. That other animal, Schmuck Schumer, all of them are the same, defending all the anti-Semites, all the most vicious Jew haters imaginable. Jew haters that are calling for a Nazi-like solution. For a Nazi final solution to the over 6 million Jews that live in Israel. To exterminate. These Jew-hating congresswomen in the squad are calling for genocide. They're supporting the Muslim terrorist organizations that openly call for genocide, that are openly slaughtering Jews. They're openly saying that all of Israel is occupied territory, meaning Israel has to be completely destroyed. They're openly saying that's what Cortez said. And I agree with Trump. I'm not going to say all three of her names. She doesn't deserve three names. She doesn't deserve a single name. Yimach Shma V'Zichra. May her name be obliterated. Shem Reshaim Yirkab. May the name of the wicked rot, which is a Jewish blessing that we give to our enemies. And while all of this is happening, the Jewish leaders are defending the Jew haters. Always, always catching the ball, and running and running and running and scoring a touchdown for the other side. That's what our Jewish leaders are throughout history. That's why we had a Holocaust. We, the true Kahanists, we're the ones that enabled the liberation of over a million of our brothers and sisters from the Soviet Union, got them out of the Soviet Union, saved Soviet Jewry, brought over a million Jews from the Soviet Union into Israel, saved the state of Israel when we did that. We're not going to be silent like Jews were during the Holocaust. And we're not going to be silent now when we have a presidential election where we could elect a president who could set us up for another Holocaust, God forbid. So we're going to be making our voice heard in the September 17th Knesset election. On September 17th, less than two months, you're going to have an Israeli Knesset election. We'll make our voice heard, and we're going to make our voice heard, of course, in the elections that will come next November 2020, for the presidency. I don't know how much influence we'll have in the end. It depends how close the election is. If it's a very close election, JTF could have a major influence. If it's a very close election, we've gotten millions of views on our videos over the years. Millions of views. If it's a close election, you never know. We're going to do everything we can to prevent the Democrat anti-Semites from entering the White House. And again, as I've said, I think in past videos, I believe that we're more effective because we're not Trumpsters. We're not these blind, drink the Kool-Aid Trumpsters who actually like this orange clown. We can't stand him. And even we're saying that the Democrats are so bad that anyone with an ounce of sanity has no choice now but to support Trump. And so when we say that, we can bring millions of never-Trumpers from the right, from the evangelicals, from the old Cruz supporters who refused to vote for him in 2016. We can probably persuade a lot of them to come out and this time vote for Trump. We can be very effective. We can be more effective than anybody when it comes to that because we have been never-Trumpers from the right. If you agree that one thing this world needs is a Jewish organization with self-respecting Jews that stand up for Israel and stand up for Jewish rights and stand against the assimilated, self-hating Jewish anti-Semites in the Democrat Party, stand for what's right and for what's true, to support Israel, support the Jewish people with Jewish pride, and that in Israel we need to have sane policies and need to wake the people of Israel up before it's too late. If you agree, then JTF is the right place for you. We're going to fight this battle. We have a number of battles coming up. Some important times are coming up for the Jewish people and for Israel. Also for America and for the world. Important times are coming. Important decisive challenges lie ahead. We're going to do everything we can to make a difference. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world, Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.